This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features are free. So head over there, enjoy that, and get interactive because you, the listener, are the ones that are creating the content for the website. Thank you for everybody that's gone there and submitted some show prep suggestions. You find something online you think's pretty interesting, you submit it to the website, and other listeners vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. Head over there, get interactive at freetalklive.com. Now then, I said that coming up here, Wayne, you were going to tell us about the Finnish welfare state. You hear a lot about how great things are over in Finland. Oh, it's the best place in the world to live, according to all the state-worshipping magazines and newspapers and such out there. And there's a piece from Mises.
Sure, all they have to do is write it down, and it's true, right?
Yeah, there's a piece from Mises.org that does, I think, is working to dispel some of those myths. And it's a fairly lengthy piece, so we're going to kind of truncate it down to the just the section about health care. But in this six-page or seven-page long article, they're talking about the government education. They're talking about the tax system, the debts as well. So there's a lot of information there. But just to kind of focus on one area where things are really different, because when you're reading through, you look at the education section, it really is, it's just kind of a mirror of what's going on here. I mean, for the most part, what they've got there isn't that much different from what's going on here in the so-called United States.
Well, the main difference is in Finland, even though they're getting worthless degrees they can't get jobs with, at least they're not $100,000 or more in debt for it. But and of course, in these Scandinavian countries, they're always touted by socialists as being so wonderful. These countries don't have a military-industrial complex. They're very small in population. They're very unicultural and uniracial. And so there, and some of these countries have lower corruption. Even though there is corruption, it seems to be lower than in other countries because of the culture. However, let's get to the article. Progressives in America are often keen on promoting the European welfare state as an argument for big government, not least in the healthcare debate. They point to European countries, often social democratic Nordic countries, as role models with their universal health care, public school system, generous social safety net, and all the happy people who live there. This line of argument got a significant boost when Newsweek proclaimed that Finland was the best country in the world to live in, closely followed by Sweden and Switzerland. And of course, they are happy. After all, there is no poverty in these great countries, the populace is educated, and the people generally don't have a care in the world because the benevolent government is always there to solve every problem.
Takes care of everything. It's like running a preschool.
That's right.
All you do is you run around and play on the monkey bars and then come in and finger paint. And when you get hungry, the state gives you a snack. And when when you get tired, the state gives you a mat and you go to sleep and take a nap. And you know, it's just
only
it's wonderful.
If really were like that.
Yeah.
And many people have tried to dispel this myth, but it still persists. I don't presume to be able to put this issue to rest, but there are some things that should be known about this mythical utopia, the, quote, best country in the world, Finland. And by the way, this author is from Finland.
Okay.
Yeah, he's actually a Finland resident.
Kaj Grosner.
Yes.
Yeah, he sounds legit.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about their healthcare system specifically here in a moment, but I just want to go back to something you said a moment ago, Wayne. Unicultural, uniracial, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is it's very it's a very homogeneous culture. In other words, it's mostly, you know, white Nordic people there. There's not that much immigration.
Well, what would that have to do with the size of government, or what would that have to do with the...
Well, some argue when they say, I've heard, what's his name, from Bernie Sanders from Vermont argue that, yeah, you know, they kind of hold it up, but then in the next breath... They hold it up as this great vision, but then in the next breath they say, yeah, but it is just one culture there, and it's a small population, so they actually qualify it in that way, saying that because there aren't all these different constituencies and racial groups and religious groups all competing and all, you know, at each other's throats, you know, that's why, you know, it's easier for them to do it there. And the population's small.
One can make, I suppose, could make the argument that if people have similar backgrounds and similar ethnicities, similar religious beliefs or whatever, that everybody, most people want the same stuff. So they can focus the population better. They can create a system that, you know, a bigger system that they kind of, I don't know, you know, works for everybody, I guess is you could make that argument.
Okay, it seemed a little strange to me, but I guess I can understand where you're coming from. Although I don't know if I, you know,
you may not agree with it, but that's what the people argue.
You have to address the arguments that people make.
I think that within a country of 5.3 million people, you're still going to have people at each other's throats over various different things.
Sure.
Because people aren't, you know, even if they're the same skin color or you know they speak the same language, doesn't mean that they. They've got similar
political parties. These are obviously stupid and specious arguments, Ian. They're just arguments that people make.
I'm sorry, I thought Wayne was making that.
I guess I didn't make that clear. That I've heard those arguments made. That the reason why it works supposedly works in Finland and Sweden and those countries is that they're more unicultural and you know that the people are a little more and they're small populations too, as opposed to the United States or some of the bigger countries. And they have less corruption. I remember seeing a study about 5 years ago that showed Finland had the least amount of political corruption in the world. Which, when you read this article, you realize I don't know about that.
Yeah. What qualifies corruption? You know.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the healthcare thing.
So, like other Scandinavian countries, Finland has universal healthcare. This is one of the things many like to boast about. However, the healthcare system is bad by even the standards of universal healthcare. First of all, it is not a so-called single-payer system in the way that you'd imagine a government-run and financed healthcare system to be, i.e. where the central state provides it for and runs the system. Instead, the Finnish system is municipal. Every municipality is formally obliged to provide its citizens with healthcare. Of course, not every municipality can afford a hospital or even a health center. That is why Finland is divided into a myriad of healthcare districts, each served by hospitals and health centers located in some of the municipalities that make up each district. On the face of it, this may seem reasonable and good. After all, what's the difference between national and municipal healthcare systems? Quite a significant one, as it turns out. The major problem with a municipal healthcare system is it's very restrictive. Only people who are registered in the district are allowed to use the healthcare services there. If you have an emergency, you have the right to get treatment, but as soon as you're out of the ICU, you have to transfer to a hospital in your own district.
Hmm.
This has led to numerous cases where people have been shipped around from one place to another at taxpayer expense to accommodate these administrative rules. One of the most bizarre examples of this was when a woman fell ill in the capital city, Helsinki. She was given emergency treatment, but as soon as the emergency was over, she had to be transferred back to her own district, which was in the Rovaniemi, over 500 miles to the north.
Mm.
Bear in mind that just because you're out of emergency room, you're not necessarily all well and ready to be released.
Yeah.
Because of the way the municipal healthcare system is set up, a sick individual had to be driven more than 500 miles to a different hospital.
A little inefficient there.
Very inefficient.
And dangerous.
One of the
and
most
wasteful.
Yeah. Oh, very wasteful and idiotic, really. One of the most basic laws of society is that the more administrative areas there are within one state, the more bureaucracy it breeds. All these healthcare districts, of course, must have their own administrators, which in turn have to liaise through the healthcare officials in each municipality of the district. And they all have to coordinate with the administrators of each hospital and health center. And then you have to have healthcare officials, a whole department full of them, at the national level to top things off.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. As you can well imagine, efficiency is not one of the Finnish healthcare system's main attributes. Studies have shown surpluses of doctors in some places with corresponding shortages in others. Very few of the municipalities
can
afford.
That's what happens whenever the state tries to allocate something. Whenever some bureaucrat in whatever capital you're talking about, in this case Helsinki or whatever, tries to allocate, well, we're going to need this many doctors here, that many doctors there, all these things. If the marketplace, the invisible hand, as it were, is able to move these doctors around, it works so much more efficiently. And if it doesn't work efficiently, if in that case that it doesn't work efficiently, the taxpayer doesn't have to pay for it.
Right, well, a doctor in a free market, and this is not a free market here in the United States, heavily regulated, but you can make choices to where you go. You go places where you feel like there's going to be a demand. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
We'll be right back.
line toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our webcam. Allows you to watch and listen to the show. You can also interact because there are other people in there, and we've got a chat room built into the same page as the webcam, and it's all brought to you by Memory Dealers. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch, listen, and chat free. cam.freetalklive.com. And speaking of Memory Dealers, what's that, Mark?
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
So, Wayne, you're sharing with us a piece, an excerpt from a longer piece about Finland and their welfare state, and it's frequently held up in the mainstream media that Finland and Sweden and other Nordic states are these bastions of wonder where it's just so great to live. Everything is just peachy, and the government just takes care of everybody from cradle to grave, and it is just awesome to live there. Of course, that's just propaganda. When you actually, as this man who's writing this, lives there, when you actually get some sort of perspective from somebody who's on the ground, then that could change how you feel about what's actually going on there. And we're talking specifically about the healthcare aspect, because that's frequently what's one of their programs that is touted most heavily is, oh, we need to have universal healthcare like they have in Finland. Well, we've talked a lot about universal healthcare, so-called the government one-size-fits-all healthcare system. I've talked a lot about it on this program, although recently we haven't really touched on it. I think it's been a little while since we really hit the issue. And there are a lot of different important points to be made about government healthcare and how bad of an idea it is to put healthcare in the hands of bureaucrats, to put your health, one of the most important things in your life, in the hands of the people that run the post office. I mean, okay, yeah, it's not postal bureaucrats that will be making the decisions, but they are bureaucrats, and they don't have the same incentives to excellence that people in a more free marketplace healthcare would. And I'm not saying the U.S. healthcare system is good, and I'm not saying that it's free. It is not. And it has incredible amounts of problems. It's mostly socialized.
And corporatized.
Yeah, and most of the money spent in the U.S. and on healthcare is spent by governments. So it is a mostly government-run system as is.
Indeed, but it's one of the more free market systems in industrialized nations out there, which means that the other nations essentially end up using the United States as their research and development funding area, because.
So they don't have to pay for it.
And also they're whipping boy for capitalism, which they call the system, which it really isn't.
Yeah, so there's so much to say about the idea of government health care. But what's interesting about this piece so far is the Finnish system isn't even what you expect when you hear the term universal health care or single payer or whatever, because it's, as they're pointing out, a municipal system where the Finnish federal government there has mandated that all the municipalities be the ones that are responsible ultimately for providing the health care to their so-called citizens in each area, which means that it's – you might look at that and you might say, oh, well, that's good, competition between the different municipalities. But on the other hand, what happens is it makes things worse because you still have all the bureaucracy of government and healthcare, and then you've got all these crazy rules, these interlocking rules of what has to happen if you get sick in the next county over or Canton or whatever it is that they have up there. The next municipality over, and they've got to transfer people around, and there's all this bureaucracy over top of it, and administrators and interfacing with administrators. So it's crazy.
And you have shortages of doctors in some areas and not others.
Yes.
And then he goes on to say that very few of the municipalities can afford to maintain the health care services the law mandates. Health centers have been and are being closed all the time, but no administrator is ever laid off. The
central, you're right. Never. Never.
The central government must transfer money to the districts to keep them afloat on a continual basis. In other words, Finland seems to have a central state-run and financed healthcare system, but in reality, it has a municipal system, which has resulted in even more bureaucracy.
So multiple layers of bureaucrats.
Yes. And he says any country that wants a universal health care system, if they think it's a good idea and they're going to do it, should not look to Finland for an example to follow. But one of the great tragedies of this fiasco is the fact that Finland has some of the best private hospitals in the world. But because of the universal health care, very few Finnish citizens ever get to benefit from them.
Now, the usual reason for that, and again, there's more to this story. It's from Mises.org. It's on the daily blog today over there.
From yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why most people can't benefit from the private hospitals in Finland or any other place where you've got universal health care is because it's just like with people going to private schools here in the United States. I mean, we've got socialized schools. They've got socialized health care. Here, you can't go to a private school, most people, because you can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And why is it you can't afford it? It's not because private education is inherently expensive. That's not the case. It's because the marketplace is extremely limited because the government, this monopolistic organization that's based in violence, comes in to everybody's home and says, you better pay us, and we're going to take that money, and we're going to build this government school system, and you can send your kids there if you want, or if you've got enough money on top of what you've already paid us, the money that we've managed to extract from you, then we'll allow you to send your kids to a private school, or in some places you're allowed to homeschool them as an option. So they basically just suck thousands of dollars out of the marketplace that parents could otherwise be using to send their kids to a market-based education service provider.
Indeed, they set the standard, for the type of education. So private schools, you know, they don't need to compete in the same way. They're not competing nearly as strenuously. And the government education sets, when they set the standard, they set it without any kind of financial regulation, without much financial regulation. So the private schools have to compete based on that.
And you don't have much competition because there's not as much demand for the private schools because, 90% of people are sending their kids? I mean, I'm just picking a number out of thin air. I mean, I'm just based on the people that I was growing up with. It seemed like everybody went to a government school. It was very rare that you would encounter somebody that went to a private school.
But you know something? There were a lot more private schools that catered to middle class and poorer people say 40 years ago than there are now, because as the wealth and disposable income has been sucked out of society, fewer people can afford to send their kids to private school since they're already paying 75% of their property taxes, which have been rising sharply, mm-hmm. to the public school system. And the public school system is a territorial monopoly on schooling.
So it essentially milks dry the marketplace, the market demand for education, by just taking the money from people up front and then saying to the rest of them, okay, well, if you've got enough money left, well, you can send your kids elsewhere. So it milks the people's money out of them, thereby destroying demand for education, because everybody just says, well, I'm already paying for property taxes. Sure. I might as well send my kid to the free schools. And so, therefore, you only have a handful, literally in many areas, just a handful of private schools in comparison to the government schools around. And there's just not enough market competition to really bring prices down and service up significantly. And so you get the same thing to some extent with the government health care, where they're just, yeah, okay, there are private hospitals, but who can afford to go there? The costs are so high, everybody's already going to the government health care, so they'd have to pay above and beyond what they're already paying in income tax and all the other stuff that they're paying for the so-called free health care. I hope that makes sense. There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Add in your thoughts. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll free. This is Free Talk Live. The number you need is 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there, and it's one of the many interactive features on our website, of course, are totally free. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. And by the way, to get to the wiki, you can just go straight to wiki.freetalklive.com. Hey, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're talking about health care. And am I recalling correctly, Mark, that it was recently that New Hampshire was named the healthiest state of the 50?
I don't remember that.
Yes, it has been named
the superlative so many times that I tend to forget them all.
So Hawaii, Vermont, and New Hampshire usually are in the top three. Vermont and New Hampshire kind of go back and forth as the number one because – it's a clean environment. People are health-oriented. People are recreationally oriented.
Well, in New Hampshire, the government's fairly small in comparison to other areas. And we're talking about the Finnish healthcare system. What started the conversation was a piece over at Mises.org about Finland and their welfare state, and kind of has led into just a general conversation about government healthcare, which I think it's important to bring these things up because – there's such a warped perspective out there about what government health care is and how wonderful. It's just great. Oh, you won't have to pay for anything anymore.
It's free.
And yeah, it's free, and it's run by the government, and the government cares about you.
They love you.
By what evidence? I mean, where's the evidence that the government cares about you? And even if they did care, even if they weren't a bunch of heartless bureaucrats, and I'm not saying that they're heartless in real life. I just think that bureaucrats act a certain way when they're on their jobs.
Because some are decent.
They don't have the incentives. Even the decent ones don't have the correct market-based incentives.
If they tried to have a heart and tried to do something, the system would stand in their way. So, you know, when one of them does pick up your banner and try extra hard for you, it's extra hard for them. So, yeah. You know, they have the customer service beaten right out of them by the system that they work in, which they work.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Even people who go into certain fields for the right reasons, because they care about people and help people, when they get into a bureaucracy like that and they've realized their hands are tied, there's all these rules, it beats them down, they can't be who they are, and they can't function at a high level.
Talk to the veterans who have gone to the VA and find out what some of their stories are like. And you will hear some of the most hellacious experiences. You remember the story out of, was it the D.C. area hospital? I don't remember what it was called. But it's the major, one of their major VA hospitals. And it was just in just absolutely horrific conditions. People that were going through there saw what it was really like in there, were horrified by the conditions that these troops were being taken care of, in which they were being taken care. And it is, okay, they made a big deal out of it, and it got some attention, and, you know, they brushed it under the rug.
Yeah, they cleaned the mold off the walls, and then back to business as usual. The mold isn't the problem. The mold on the walls is a symptom mm-hmm. of the problem.
Yeah, much deeper problem. That's right.
And the symptom is that these are people who don't have the right incentives. We talk about incentives frequently on this show because government doesn't have market signals. It doesn't have the ability to react to what it is that is necessary, what is being demanded of them in the marketplace. Because in the marketplace, you have the ability to take your business elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Defund the inefficient, ineffective entities.
If some hospital gives your grandmother really crappy care, in a free world, you would be able to go to a competing hospital or a competing doctor and give them your business. And that would mean that if that hospital that is doing a crappy job doesn't get their S together, they're going to go out of business and be replaced by somebody else who's going to get into the marketplace and innovate and compete and bring some fresh ideas into the marketplace. There's no competition in the world of the government healthcare system. It's one size fits all. And if it doesn't fit you, you get to die.
I'm looking at doing some contracting around my house here, and I've got I called four or five contractors to do this particular work. I can't do it by the looks of it, and it's going to be expensive and it's a real pain in the butt. But I actually there is a number of these contractors that hasn't called me back. I called, I left a message, I asked for a quote, and they haven't called me back. This is how the marketplace handles inefficiency. They're not going to get the grands that I have to spend on this issue.
The people that are hungriest are the ones
that
call you.
The ones that are willing to do the work and ones that call back. Try to imagine what happens when you call the government and leave a message for some bureaucrat to call you back on some issue you're having.
I've done that before. You're lucky if you get a call back.
It happens. But
it happens more here in New Hampshire, I think, because people are, you know, the government here is a little smaller. You can actually contact the so-called representatives, but it doesn't change the fact that they aren't incented correctly. So 800-259-9231. The other thing that go ahead, Wayne.
I was going to say that, you know, in this country at one time, it was much more of a cash-based healthcare system where, you know, you paid the dollar, the doctor cash. And
right before the feds got involved, right?
And you didn't have, the doctor didn't need to have all these personnel in his office to fill out government forms to get paid by Medicare and all these different government programs. And
significant portion of an overhead for a doctor's office.
That's right. And this is before all the different corporate entities muscled their way in between the doctor and patient to steal most of the money. And they drove the prices up. So if this system is going to collapse, there's no question. When you look around you, it doesn't matter what country or what culture, what race, what religion you are, human beings, when they're not incentivized properly, don't react properly, and eventually their scam collapses. And we have, worldwide, we have too many people, a growing number of people consuming wealth, and a shrinking number of people producing it. and we're in for a real rough ride unless we can turn it around.
You know, if you want to fix the healthcare problem in the United States, there's a great article. It's at of2minds.com.
Yes.
It's called The Impossible Healthcare Solution. And if you go to startpage.com, search Impossible Solution Healthcare, you will find this incredibly
awesome,
good, well-researched post that gives rates for what it was like when, I think it was 1952, mm-hmm, maternity rates. Now, try to imagine, these are certainly old dollars, but they're not that old. Maternity rates, wards starting at, care of mother, wards starting at $14. Semi-private, $16. Private rooms, $19. These are hospital rates.
This is having a baby in 1952.
You can have a cesarean operation increases the above charges by $30.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I understand. I mean, go ahead and tack a zero on the end of these things so that you get some kind of idea of what they would be in today's dollars. I mean, you could very well walk into the hospital with $500, have your baby, and that's what it would cost you. But it's been destroyed. That's been destroyed by government intervention into the healthcare industry. You know, it's incredible. And you can go read this article. Everybody should read it.
One of the other things that deserves to be pointed out in this case is how this system, this one-size-fits-all government system, treats the elderly and treats people that are on the fringes, if you will, of importance. Because some people are more important to the government than others. That much is true. The people that are most important to the government are the ones that are paying into the system. And so what they end up doing is if you're elderly and you're sick, you aren't going to get the same kind of treatment as a 30-year-old will if they're sick in this government healthcare system. And you can look at Canada, you can look at different places, you can see stories about this. And why should they? Why should they help these elderly people? They're not paying taxes anymore. They're just taking from the system. So it's not as big of a deal to the government people if the elderly folk have to wait even longer. If the elderly folk pass away while waiting for some sort of expensive treatment, then they don't have to spend the money on that expensive treatment.
Oh, they must have been very sick.
They have the incentive, the twisted, sick incentive, to actually allow people to suffer and die, especially at the upper ages of the spectrum in the government healthcare system.
They're the expensive ones.
You want to deny it? It's only because you're in denial. The facts show that to be the case. There's story after story. That's why these people go down to America or other places around the world to get their health care taken care of privately, because they can't get it done in a decent amount of time. They'll die in Canada, etc.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call to make it now. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. That is, again, brought to you by SACL CAI. You need some collections work done, visit them. There you can click on the first banner, the top banner on our website at freetalklive.com to learn more about SACL. By the way, speaking of freetalklive.com, you might enjoy the fact that our website is free. We give you all those features there, and we charge you nothing. However, there are ways you can in which you can support this program, and one of them is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more Internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Go get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We go over to Australia, where Paul is on the line. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Ian. How you guys going?
Hey, Wayne's here too, Paul. What's on your mind
tonight?
Hi. I was wondering if you guys caught the Barack Obama, where he was caught lip-syncing to his own audio from a machine that went wrong or something. Did you guys catch that?
Was that a true story?
Yeah. Look it up on YouTube. Barack Obama, and then you see the footage of him, and it stuffs up, and yeah, he's caught like that. And then there's another one on the same footage. I think it was on showing it on CNN or something. And there's another one where the pitch of his voice is going really, really faster than usual. It's really quite funny, but yeah,
What is the speculation as to why you would want to lip sync your own speech? I mean, normally when it comes
exactly.
to lip-syncing, you know, look at Milli Vanilli from the early 90s, probably one of the most famous cases
exactly.
of lip-syncing. Lip-syncing because you can't sing. In that case, they had people...
most of lip-syncing goes on to people's own music because it's been reprocessed. Perhaps they've taken right. Barack Obama's voice and made it as convincing as they possibly can, you know, deepen
exactly.
the deeps and, you know, raise the highs.
Yeah. To,
they've managed to get the cadence, just that sort of mesmerizing.
you might be onto something. Yeah, I think you might be onto something.
When you play it backwards, it says, kill my wife. I don't know.
But I see where you're coming from, making him all the more dulcet, all the more, I guess, entrancing,
yeah.
perhaps?
Absolutely. You know, make it sound like this, you know, it's like, oh, my hero, Barack Obama. It feels like whatever they're trying to pump him up to be is completely failing.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to share tonight, Paul?
I can talk for hours, but no, I'll keep it to that so somebody else can call in, and I'll call again sometime
good,
soon.
Sir. Thank
definitely.
You for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's not just lip syncing. I guess the most infamous versions of lip syncing are where they're not actually singing their own music, right, at all, period. You then have other artists who lip sync to their own vocal tracks.
In a concert.
In a concert.
Yeah, especially if you're on a concert tour and you're playing all these dates, you're going to get real hoarse if you've got to go out there and hit those notes.
There's that, plus a lot of concerts, there's a lot of action on stage, right? So if you're running around and, you know, doing dancing, choreographed and everything, yeah. It's going to be hard to actually get good breathing going on and
doing your best.
Appropriate methods of, like you're saying, sounding your best and actually singing and belting out the tune. So in those cases, that makes sense. But it's very bizarre that they would
indeed it is
a
that.
Speech. 1-800-259-9231. Let's
maybe he was going horse or something, and they, you know,
could be. Let's talk to Ted in West Virginia on the amp line. Hello, Ted.
Hey, how you been?
What's on your mind, Ted?
Hey, any of you guys like fishing?
Fishing? Now I can't say I'm much of a fisher, gents. So what about you?
My son loves fishing. I'm somewhat
so boring.
I'm somewhat into fishing. Well, it's supposed to be quiet. It's supposed to be relaxing and. That's what people, it's kind of a meditative kind of thing that you do. It's like Tai Chi.
I like to go fishing on a big boat with a bunch of people out in deep water. That's the kind of fishing I like to do. I don't like the introspective aspect of it where you go, you know, by yourself with a fishing pole to catch fish.
Six
I got no
beer.
Interest in that crap. You know, maybe
sitting
with
a dinghy.
Maybe with a friend that you can talk to, I can certainly, go for that. But. You know,
What about you, Ted?
And I want somebody to take care of the fish once I've caught it.
I might have a solution to kick it up a notch for you, Ann, since you think it's so boring. How'd you like a gas-powered fishing pole?
What? How do you do that? What does that mean?
Fishing pole.
Well, you take yourself a weed eater, one of them ones that has the electric cable running down the shaft to power the electric motor.
I don't know if that's so safe to use around water, but okay. I'll follow you here. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You take yourself a coat hanger and you run them wires where it would to power that electric motor, and you run it to that coat hanger or piece of metal or any kind of work, I guess. And you rev that engine
sounds
up.
Really safe.
And if you got it enough electricity running through that electric motor, you stick that bad boy down in the water and it electrocutes all the fish. Now it don't kill them. But the bigger the fish is, the more likely it is to get stunned by the electric shock going through the water.
So then throw a net out? Bigger. You just throw a net out and just pull them in?
Throw a net out? Hell, you can pick it up. They're stunned. I mean, when that electricity hits them, that just knocks them out cold and they float to the top.
So you're tasing fish now.
Except if you don't pick them up, they'll start swimming around again.
Kids,
later.
Don't try this at home. I don't know if I can vouch for the safety of that.
Have you
that
proven this yet?
Thing.
Have you actually done it, or is this just a theory right now?
It works. I actually learned it from a DNR man.
What's that?
What is a DNR man?
The Department of Natural Resources, government person.
Oh, all right.
Now, how far does the zap go? I mean, if you're out in a big old lake. How far radius or diameter, if you will, for radius, I guess would be right, from your boat does it actually affect the fish?
That's something I ain't sure of, but I know that I've always gotten fish when I've tried it. So it does a trick, but the range, that's something I ain't sure of.
Now, do they just kind of float up? Do they just once they get
throttle down and rev that engine up, you'll get more. It'll give you more distance.
Once you zap the fish, do they just kind of float on the top? So you can just, like, scoop them right up?
Yeah. It completely knocks them out. It stuns them cold, and they float right to the top. And if you just leave them there, they start swimming around again later. It don't hurt.
How long does it take them to come back if you were to just leave them and, you know, watch and see? How long does it take them?
The bigger the fish, the longer they're out because their body takes up more water, and it takes more of a shock.
It's fascinating. Now, don't you consider that kind of cheating? I mean, isn't fishing supposed to be a sport that...
Not when you're hungry.
I can understand what you're saying.
I think going to the grocery store is cheating. You cheat every time you go to the grocery store.
I'm asking Ted.
That's a good one.
Ted, isn't it cheating?
Well, is Should shooting a deer with a rifle cheating? Should everybody use bows? Just because the fishing pole with the line and a hook on it's the old way doesn't mean it's the right way.
Everybody should use a flint knife that they keep in their teeth to chase down the mongrel and stab it.
Oh, well, I'm not much of a hunting type, so I don't necessarily support any of it. But you know, whatever it is that floats your boat, Ted.
You ought to do a video of it and put it on YouTube.
Does that exist? Yeah,
man.
Huh? Is there a name for the technique? Like fish electrocution?
I might sell some of them at the next Pork Fest or something.
Some electrocuted fish?
Like agorist fishing poles?
What in the world was that? Thanks for the call, Ted.
Like you electrocuted a cat.
It might have been. Let's continue with Leaf.
Before you go on, the Obama lip syncing is an Onion story.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right. Yep, sure enough, you're right. Nice.
Okay.
All right.
I love them.
Let's continue here. Go to Leaf in California. Leaf, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
I was wondering if you heard about the ACTA Act, like, or they're passing in a secret act to basically censor most of the stuff on the internet, and they're using it, using the front for it is like downloading illegal music and those I whatever, like the drug music or whatever that's on YouTube. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, the sounds that are supposed to get you high or whatever, the pulses, but I don't know what they're, the binaural beats, I think is they're called.
They're relaxing.
But now like there are news stories out there about how children are getting high off of these sounds.
Of course. And, you know, of course, they're licking stickers and getting and tripping from on acid and all kinds of, you know, these silly stories that we've been told throughout the years.
Yeah, I think that, Leaf, I want to thank you for the call tonight. We're pretty short on time here, but certainly the government people will do whatever they can to get their dirty, tyrannical mitts on the internet and attempt to crush freedom of speech. However, I am not somebody who worries too much about it because I think that the folks that run the internet are overwhelmingly liberty-minded, and at least in the area
in the
of
area
the internet.
Of freedom of speech on the internet.
Yeah.
And there's always ways to hack around those controls.
So I don't really get too upset about what might happen, because for all the talk about taxing the internet and controlling and regulating the internet, the government is slow and stupid, and they've had a pretty difficult time of implementing any of their dirty plans. We're done for tonight. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go. And then, you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.